from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Death of Afghan Taliban leader confirmed. The Afghan intelligence agency NDS has confirmed that Taliban leader Akhtar Mansour was killed in an airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. A brief NDS statement released today on its official Twitter and Facebook accounts said Mansour was killed in an airstrike Saturday in Dalbaldin, Baluchistan. Meanwhile, doctors in Quetta, capital of Baluchistan, have confirmed receiving two bodies from the remote border region, the scene of the U.S. strike. Reporter Ayaz Ghul is in Islamabad.
This is a significant action that the United States has taken, and it is likely to fuel tensions between the U.S. and Pakistan, as the relationship is already facing strains recently. So it is quite a big deal in that sense.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today that Mansour was targeted because he posed an imminent threat to U.S. personnel, Afghan civilians, and Afghan security forces, and that Mansour was directly opposed to peace negotiations. U.S. President Barack Obama has left Washington on a week-long visit to Vietnam and Japan, his 10th trip to Asia since taking office. White House officials say the president's visit is intended to demonstrate the ongoing U.S. commitment to rebalancing relations with the nations of Asia and the Pacific region. His travel also is expected to increase U.S. diplomatic, economic, and security engagement with those countries and peoples. During his time in Japan, Thursday and Friday, the president will stop at Hiroshima, where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated in combat. This is VOA News. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi warned the media today against speculating about what brought down Egypt Air Flight 804 and said all scenarios are being considered. In his first public remarks since Thursday's plane crash, he said the investigation could take a long time, but said as soon as investigators find answers, the public will be informed. Egypt Air Flight MS-804 crashed in the Mediterranean Sea on its way to Cairo from Paris, killing all 66 people on board. Investigators said on Saturday that smoke was detected in the cabin minutes before the plane crashed, though the signals gave no indication as to what caused the fire. The top U.S. commander for the Middle East has made a secret visit to Syria to look at cooperative efforts among Arab, Kurdish, and other forces to overcome Islamic State militants. Army General Joseph Votol, commanding general of U.S. Central Command, spent nearly 11 hours in Syria on Saturday, visiting locations where U.S. Special Operations Forces are working with local fighters in the battle against Islamic State. On Monday, the people of Britain will decide whether the U.K. remains part of the European Union or not. The supporters and opponents of the referendum have been campaigning aggressively. Prime Minister David Cameron supports remaining a part of the EU.
Isolationism has never served this country well. Whenever we turn our back on Europe, sooner or later we come to regret it.
Those who want the UK to leave the EU spent part of the weekend on a bus tour of the country. Nigel Farage is a leader of the anti-EU activists.
We want our passports back. We want our borders back. We want our country back. There we are. Easy peasy.
The battle for votes ahead of the June 23rd referendum has drawn in U.S. President Barack Obama, EU leaders, and the International Monetary Fund. The IMF has warned of a potentially severe global market reaction to a leave vote, while G7 finance ministers meeting in Japan this weekend warned of the prospect of a worldwide financial shock. The top U.S. diplomat is in Myanmar just days after Washington lifted various financial and trade sanctions imposed on the country when it was under military rule. Bans on scores of other individuals and groups remain in place. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in the capital today. The U.S. State Department said the aim of Kerry's trip is to show support for the new democratically elected civilian-led government and to further democratic and economic reforms. Well, 3-year-old colt Exaggerator has won the Preakness Stakes horse race, pulling ahead of favorite Nyquist and second-place finisher Cherry Wine to win the second leg of the three races known as the Triple Crown of American horse racing. Reporting to you from Washington, I'm Susan Yawkey.
That's the latest world news from VOA.